And skiers are back on the slopes of Rangeley's Saddleback Mountain this week, marking a new era in the resort's rocky history. Its new owner, a Boston-based venture fund with a social mission, says its investments will help stem economic decline in western Maine. As Fred Bever reports, many in the region are hoping for the best, but not necessarily counting on it.
Saddleback reopened Tuesday with much enthusiasm. But back in the fall, Saddleback's new general manager, Andy Shepard, was scrambling to get the remote 6,400-acre resort out of mothballs. That was 5 years after former owners Bill and Irene Barry shut it down. The first order of business was to tear down an old and slow two-person lift and, with the aid of helicopters, replace it with the $7 million high-speed detachable quad model.
The old lift would take 750 people an hour up the mountain. It took 11 minutes. Our new detach is going to take 4 minutes and will take 2,400 people an hour up the mountain. So we feel like we've solved the getting up the mountain challenge.
There have been many more challenges in getting the mountain up to speed, but Shepard brings some successful history to bear. He originated Arista County's Winter Sports Center and its cross-country ski biathlons. He helped engineer the preservation of Rumford's nonprofit Black Mountain ski area. For Shepard, snow sports are a rural economic development tool. But with Saddleback, he found a lot of problems beyond just slow lifts. A lodge whose kitchen, dining, and bathroom capacity was too small, and years of deferred maintenance.
So solving for those problems, on top of solving for the purchase of the mountain, really was going to keep any traditional investor away from looking at Saddleback as a viable option. And in fact, the only people that did express an interest turned out to be frauds and criminals.
That would be a reference to an Australian company called Magella.
Well, we are announcing today that Magella and the Berries have agreed and executed a full purchase, sale, and operating agreement for the mountain in its entirety.
Sebastian Mansour was CEO of Magella, which in 2017 promised to buy the mountain and make it into a world-class four-season resort. A year later, Mansour was arrested in Australia on fraud charges and his company's plans for Maine dissolved.
That had a devastating impact on the community. They were put through hell for years, and it was just a tragedy to watch. Finding the right buyer was critical. And Arcteris Impact Fund presented themselves as the perfect buyer.
Arcteris is a Boston-based investment fund that tries to do well while doing good. Its $38 million plan for the mountain depends on a combination of old-fashioned bond and equity investors, state-backed loans, philanthropy, and a $2.5 million refundable grant that was raised by the mountain's passionate local supporters.
This kind of fit our investment model.
Arcteris co-founder Jonathan Tower says the group likes to work in communities such as Rangeley, whose economic and social fabric have been damaged by the loss of a primary employer.
Do we find something else so that this community can stay together? Or is it kinder just to buy everyone a one-way bus ticket to Tucson and tell them how to sign up as Uber drivers? Where Arcteris really likes to get involved is where we can make an investment that anchors the community and that keeps the community together over the long term.
Recent projects include a low-income worker housing development in rural Colorado and a $40 million urban revitalization effort in Erie, Pennsylvania. In Rangeley, Arcteris is looking to create more than 200 jobs, many at above industry standard pay. There are plans for on-site worker housing and childcare, a year-round mid-mountain lodge, and eventually year-round health benefits for all workers, whether seasonal or permanent. One goal is to attract young people to settle down in the area. The prospects look good to recently hired workers Jenny Bush and Eli Martin as they head up the hill on opening day, wearing trademark green and black Saddleback ski coats.
I've kind of always wanted to work at a ski mountain, so it worked out perfectly.
So what's your job?
Lift operations.
And so how's the pay?
It's good. Yeah, I can't complain.
Yeah, I'm getting 15. It's A-okay.
But after the years of uncertainty and the failure not only of Magella's lofty promises, but also of other suitors' plans, some wariness remains among Saddleback's fans. They note that the Berries struggled in vain for years to make the mountain a dependable community resource. Can Arc'teryx really do better?
I'm not sure yet. I truly am not sure yet. I'm amazed and I love and I can't thank them much for diving into this and the things they've done for the mountain.
Peter Stein was a founding member of the nonprofit Saddleback Mountain Foundation, which made its own unsuccessful effort to buy the resort. He says a community-focused plan is the future of the ski industry.
You know, this is a tough business. Here you are opening day, a cold front comes through and gives you 0 degrees and winds almost strong enough to shut down the lift. That's Saddleback.
But while the jury may be out and while COVID-19 is introducing an entirely novel kind of complexity into all ski resort operations, at Saddleback, the lifts are spinning and skiers are grinning.
Yeah, buddy.
We're back at it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Every day's going to get better from now on.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
Cold this morning, huh?